Malfunctions. I apologize.
How
Hi,
you
everybody.
Fine.
Hello. You?
All right, all right. What is your mm-hmm. name again?
Delightful.
Okay. Delightful.
Better
That's
known
cute.
As Keisha, but we gonna switch that up.
Okay, delightful. I like that. I like that.
All right, so okay. What's good, people? How y'all doing tonight?
I'm just like, you know, I need some advice from my ladies.
Oh, shit.
I'm trying to switch it up, you know. And since we all family here, I figure my family can, you know, put me up on some game real quick. I'm back in the sink, in the dating scene. You know what I mean. So trying to find out find out different ways to like without hurting their feelings. I was told that I was cold-hearted with my words. So I'm trying to find out a way to like let somebody know I'm not interested without hurting their feelings.
Good luck.
You just did.
I mean,
I'm not interested.
They don't always accept that, though.
They don't. They get to ask some questions. Why are you not interested in? What is it about me that's not interested in you? And I mean,
well, those are good questions.
But why? It's unnecessary. We, for whatever reason, I'm uninterested.
Yeah, but if you tell me why, then maybe I can work on that for the next female that I meet.
I'm not trying to look here.
Well, you know what? I feel like this. I have done that. I have put myself in a situation where I told the guy, okay, this is the reason why I can't talk to you. And if you want a woman of my caliber, then this is what you have to do. I got cussed clean the fuck out.
That's
well,
weird.
Yeah, you sound a little bit sedity right then. A woman of my caliber? What the fuck that's supposed to mean?
She can't
well,
have
exactly
a caliber?
Exactly what it meant. Exactly
yeah,
what I said.
Like you stuck up, though.
That's
I mean,
not stuck up. That's like you. That's like you talking to a wholesome Christian woman versus talking to a thot or a woman of a profession versus a woman who works at McDonald's. She has a caliber. You surround yourself with people of your caliber.
Yeah,
I mean,
but your caliber
you want,
might not
you
be.
Want a woman to tell. I mean, if she say no, she just say no. I ain't got time for you because first of all, you don't know me to break it down to me to tell me what's wrong with me.
That's what I'm saying. Like I don't feel like I shouldn't have to explain nothing. But I have had like
I'm not gonna ask you because I mean I just might not be your type, but shit, I might be the type for
the next,
next
person
woman.
Type, right?
Right, so I ain't finna change for her. She just don't like me.
And that's why I said that's what dating is for, to find out if that person, if you're compatible with that person. And I wasn't compatible with that person. But yet, just a good old, we can remain friends because this ain't going to work between us. Wasn't good enough. So.
Well, I'm not going to be your motherfucking friend.
Okay, so my question is, do people
actually. Well, fuck you.
Do people actually even date anymore? Because I don't think they date anymore. That's just my personal opinion.
Okay, that was my next question.
We go on a few dates and we are in relationships.
That was
my
next question. Like,
that's
are they
my pussy right there.
So what if you meet a woman and she tell you, okay, she's interested in you, but y'all not having sex for that first 3 months? You can't say that's
they
my
gone.
Pussy right there.
Wait a minute, you said
they're
what?
They're not
going to
stick around.
See, that's sad.
You
that's sad.
I didn't hear the question. What did you say?
If you date, you just see it. You just made the comment, that's my pussy right there. So I said, what if she tell you you can't have the pussy for 90 days?
For 90 days?
90 days.
I'll tell you. After that 90 days.
You'll be a well fuck bitch when I turn you a loose.
I can't deal. So you gonna wait 90 days? Cash, we wait 90 days?
Yeah, we can wait 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
But, now here's the thing. Wait a minute, hold on.
It's always a stipulation.
We can wait 90 days.
Right, I can fuck whoever I want.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, okay, hold on. Are we in a relationship or are we just dating? Because like y'all said many a times on this show, if we just dating or we just casually communicating with each other or we're just quote-unquote friends with benefits, that means I'm entitled to be able to go do what I want to do, right? Just like y'all
if
say
you're
y'all
interested.
Are, right?
That's my thing. I feel like men don't understand that if you are to come to a woman, a real woman, and you are interested in her, then you should, all your interest should be with that person only. And if they're not giving you sex, you shouldn't go out and try to get it from somebody else. You should just find out everything about that woman that you are going to have to deal with, whether it be for the good or the bad. You might find out in them 90 days that she ain't what you want, but if you have sex with her, that sex is going to blind some of them things that you don't like about her because you ain't even paying them attention because she done put it on you.
Okay.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Well, we're not going to do all the flash drives today, but in dating, I do feel like you're believing you are entitled to date who you want to, whether your interest is with one or more. But the stipulation comes in if there's sex involved. So if you are dating, I feel like you need to have open ground communication. That's my only stipulation, because I feel like if you're dating, that's my, why waste 90 days on one that I'm not going to end up with when I can have three that I'm kind of hopscotch in between to figure out which one I want. But that might just be selfish of me. I don't know.
Okay, so, I mean, now what you just said is the same thing a man says all the time. So what's the difference?
What do you mean? Because there's no sex on the table. I'm not having sex with A, I'm not having sex with B, and I'm not having sex with C.
Okay. Now,
But you got three of them.
I'm trying to decipher between, do we need...
Use a hoe.
I can't deal. Not tonight. That's fine. I'll take that.
No, but seriously, I mean, I understand that when you probably, you know, late teens, early 20s, but all that, I mean, I just think that's a waste. Like, you wasted 3 months, and then you get the shit and ain't even good. Might not even be good to y'all. Then it might not be good to us. Like, oh, I wasted 3 months of this shit.
But it's not,
man,
your relationship is not supposed to be based on sex.
Right.
You're supposed to have a stronger chemistry.
Hold on.
And if you have a strong chemistry.
I gotta mute myself for a second.
Hold on. Let's stop this right here. Y'all sitting there talking all this shit that it ain't supposed to be based on sex. Well, let's just be real. Motherfucker got some whack ass sex. He getting cheated on. I don't give a fuck what he do. He can pay all the bills, mow the lawn, take out the trash, shit, put diamonds on your fingers. That motherfucker sex whack. That little dingy motherfucker that ain't doing shit still gonna get some pussy from you. Cause he can fuck good. And don't sit there and say that I'm lying, because I've heard woman after woman after woman after woman come on this show. If his dick ain't no good, I'm going to find me some good dick. I treat him good, but I'm going to find me some good dick.
I'm always teaching, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so
I'm
then what if he got that. What if he got a 3-inch dick? 3-inch dick and it has no girth.
It's not the size of the boat, it's the motion of the ocean.
Boy, I tell you, this show get faker and faker every week. I tell you, every week this show get faker and faker. I tell you, I'm mad.
I'm just saying, like, in reality, if I spend time with somebody, I'm a no. I might not have to see it physically, but When you withhold sex, you're gonna get hot. You might get erect, and I might be sitting and be able to see what it looked like through your pants. Either way it goes.
Okay, but now he's doing everything. He's a good dude. He physically looks good, but sex just bullshit. Taking care of your pants,
okay, so
doing all this. You gonna stay faithful?
I'm gonna teach him. Yes, I'm gonna teach him how to make me happy. Whether
okay,
that's
his
all
dick
men
okay,
are
no,
not
no,
teachable.
No, stop,
but
stop. His dick ain't no bigger than your thumb.
Okay, check this out. If your emotions are there, you're physically connected, and that passion is there, you're going to get off. Whether it's the sounds, the touching, the kissing, the caressing, so it's not all about the dick. Don't get me wrong, I like a nice big game, but you know, 4 inches and no skill level versus having this physical and mental connection with someone versus just a dick game is far more better.
Okay, all right.
So,
all right, we ain't heard from the Sin City Regis sex therapist. Janine, where you at?
I'm here.
All right. Treat you good.
doing everything here. Dick ain't no bigger than your thumb. Length and girth.
Damn.
No. Nope.
You
can't do it.
Finally, somebody with an honest answer.
Now, is he willing to put? Is he willing to?
I've been with motherfuckers that's average size, you know, 8 inches. Luckily, I've been blessed to only meet those.
Wait, time out, Janine. I'm sorry. When have 8 inches became average?
I thought it was six.
What? That ain't average?
No.
I thought six was average.
Well, I've been blessed. No. I'm going to say it again. I've been blessed.
Yeah.
Be with 8 inches and higher.
high five.
And I tried it with somebody once, and not because I really liked that person. This was when I was younger, so, you know, and me and him were talking, and it was a while before we actually, you know, did anything with each other, but when we did, that's what it was. I couldn't even feel it. It felt like a little feather rubbing against my, it was like a little feather tickling me.
Damn.
Okay.
I can't do this. I can't, no.
Okay.
I'm going to throw in.
All right, ladies, I'm going to throw in a plus for you. He got a main oral game. He can lick some pussy. He a beast on that.
I'm selfish when it comes to that. I don't want one without the other.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you
okay.
Can put me to sleep on that for real. I could go to sleep off just there.
See, now you a selfish one. I swear to God. Now, see, I wish a motherfucker would.
I was just getting ready to say, is that an insult? Like, I went to sleep on it? I was kind of take that personal.
No, not on it, after it.
Oh, okay.
You know, because,
I
mean.
I'm going to be down there. I'm going to be down there as soon as I get up. You talking about. Yeah, okay.
I mean, no, I'm not saying that I'm snoring as soon as. Because I have had it happen to where I could not. I mean, I didn't squirt it. I didn't did it all. And I could not do nothing. You have to. You either going to give me a break or you're going to let me take a power nap or something. Because I can't do nothing. Yeah.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
He got off on that. They got off on that because it was a couple of them. They got off on, you know, making sure that I was, yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. This is a Sin City PSA. If you think I'm going to eat your pussy and you think you're going to get up and go to sleep or walk away and talk about who I'll talk to
you fuck around with me, it's going to be consequences and repercussions.
I'm letting you know that now. All right, man, hold on. Is that my girl, Miss Pimp?
Yeah, man.
What's going on?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
How you doing?
I am doing all right. Now, we came in on part of the conversation. We were talking about some cootie cat licking. And my take on this, you can't stick it. Or if you gonna lick it, you gotta stick it. No questions asked.
I mean, is he willing to use toys?
Oh man, that is a super plus right there.
You know,
that is,
if he can't please me with his thumb penis, then is it gonna hurt him that I say I need you to get a toy?
Well, you know, some men feel a little type. You know, they're feeling some type of way about situations like that.
I can help you out with that.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. At what point am I going
to
get mine off?
You got to make sure that. Especially
but
how?
You can't speak for them men. Them men got little dicks. You don't know what they do.
But I mean, because you know what?
They will do whatever it takes to keep a woman. Long as he got some pussy right there in his bed, he gonna do what he gotta do.
Yes.
You know what?
That's bullshit.
You you know what? Nah, I think they're right. I can't speak for them.
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structured. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
I'm good. I can't speak for them.
You might be some 3-inch killers out there too now, so.
Well, you say it's some 3-inch killers.
Yeah,
I
man. You know what?
I could tell you like this.
Yeah.
I dated a guy.
You're going to kill by fear. You're going to kill by fear.
I dated a guy, though, who when we first started dating, he was slim, muscular, you know what I'm saying? And his penis was the right size. It had me doing everything. But the years went on, he gained weight, and it seemed to get smaller. Now, he was still rocking the boat. So, it's not, to me, it's not about the size. Because I'm pretty sure he wasn't 9 inches. I'm pretty sure he wasn't 8, but he worked it from the beginning to the end.
Okay. Well,
how did he get smaller?
Say something.
He's very
smaller.
How
did it get smaller?
I mean, the stomach was, you know, hiding. I mean, shit. I don't know. It just,
yeah.
it wasn't the same.
Maybe
you
the fat
got
shifted. The muscle shifted.
Well, you know, damn muscle shift.
I don't know what it was.
He got wider. He didn't get smaller. She just got wider.
No, it was. I'm talking about before it even was inserted. I seen what it looked like, and it was smaller.
You just didn't have your glasses.
When I used to be able to use two hands, I can only use one. So yeah, I know it was smaller.
I've never heard that.
Got smaller? What I miss?
His
new shit on me. I've never heard that before in my life.
Yes, his penis got smaller. He got bigger, and his penis got smaller. And I used to be able to use two hands.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It does.
Yeah.
It's like they get more aroused. Or, I don't know, but yeah, it does. It gets bigger and smaller. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Smaller.
I'm just saying, like. You never know. Just because looks can be deceiving.
You go from 8 to 6, huh? That does not
happen. I mean, it was like, honestly, he was the first to make me squirt.
That's what I'm saying. 3-inch killers.
He was the first.
He knew what to do.
Exactly.
3-inch killers. Okay, so I mean,
what to do?
Okay,
well,
now,
what is it that you do?
Because
I've only done it once, and I'm jealous.
Boy, I was scared. I don't know how. It took me a long time to even get used to it because the first time, I cried afterwards because I thought I peed on myself. I was embarrassed.
Right.
And he was like, "This is not urine. You cannot pee and." And at the same time, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure you can because I just did, and it was a lot, and it was squirting like. It was
I
like,
left your ass laying right there. All right, bye.
Waterfall.
He did. He left me in the room, crying.
I
like, it hurt my
you
feelings.
You just talking crazy. I'm not. Look here. I'm gonna get to the next round.
He could have explained to me what.
You a grown ass woman.
I was not a grown ass woman.
How old?
I was probably like 19.
Damn, I'm a late bloomer. I'm shitty.
You were 19.
I was 19, and I really didn't know nothing about.
And still, my next question.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
I ain't got time to be explaining nothing to you. Shit, you knew Jaws Dangerous when you got here, Fred.
Mm. Really though, that's just. Ooh, I don't even got no words for that. That's rude.
That's not rude.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk.
I done
okay,
experienced something I ain't never experienced before. I done thought I pissed on myself, and you leave me laying in this piss and just dip.
You,
He left out the room. He came back, gave me a towel, and then left back out the room. And then once I calmed down and, you know, stopped crying and everything, then he came back in the room like, you ain't never, it ain't never happened. I told you it ain't never happened. That's why I was crying. Like, are you serious?
Yeah, well,
and
he
thought it was hilarious, and it was not.
Well, I would have too.
And then, I mean, the second time, you know how, you know, what is that? I don't know. I don't know if it's a movie or a commercial where they throw up and it like goes, shoots out. That's how it was shooting out. Like, are you serious? This is not happening. And I'm like, so shocked that he's even hitting the spot to make me do it.
What was it feeling good? Huh?
Not right then. I didn't know what happened.
Yeah, I was in total shock. So it took all of the intensity away until I found out what it was. I had to find out for myself what I was doing, what my body was doing and all of that. But when I did not know, no, it was not good for me. It made me feel like I was peeing on myself.
Thank the Lord. You broke something.
I mean, I know I'm not the only person that have felt like that.
You might not be, but I'm serious. Call me selfish, call me whatever you want to call me, but no, if you sitting there, I mean, you done just killed the whole mood with this crying shit. I'm learning, damn.
Console me. Okay, console me and start it back up. Yeah, that's what I said.
See,
talking about motherfucker being selfish on their monthly, but you can't even console me for 30 seconds and explain understand what it is and get it going again. Just selfish
right.
as fuck.
Hold on. Let me make this statement. I understand about the console part. Now, the second part, maybe I'm saying this is because I know Butter. Butter's not going to stop. She's going to keep going. She's not going to let you console her. She's going to keep crying, and she's going to get extra emotional. And, oh, my God, I just can't believe it. No, I can't do it.
No. I could say probably at that time I did. I was extra emotional because he walked out. But if he would have stayed and said, "Let me tell you what just happened," this and asked me, you know, this never happened to
you. You know what?
I said no.
You know what? You were too young to be fucking then. You shouldn't have been fucking.
I was. And if I had to do all over again, I would have kept this platinum for the right one. You know what I'm talking about?
Not platinum.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not the platinum.
Yes.
No. Okay, so
I don't know. I think I would cry the second time. I ain't going to even lie.
Mm-hmm.
What
I did.
You know what it is.
I mean, but like I said, it's only happened once, and what, I'm 31 now. This was a year ago. So I still don't fully understand what happened, how I did it, what he did. So if it was to happen again, I'm going to be kind of fucked up. Or I think I block it because I think it feels like a sensation like you got to pee, and I feel like I'm about to piss on myself, so I stop it. I don't know. But I think I would cry again if it happened because I was like, what in the hell?
Well, no one is everything.
Now, here's the thing about that, and this is just my opinion. I think in order for you to, like, actually do the whole thing, it's on the dude. I believe it's on the dude. I think that falls on us. I mean, when you just humping, most motherfuckers ain't going to get to it. The man got to find that spot inside you. He got to find that spot. You know, because everybody got that one little area that's going to make it happen. You got to find that certain spot. I mean, he has to take time.
Are we talking about fucking or sucking?
Either or.
Because a woman can come and bust and squirt without a man. So I'm trying to figure out what you talking about.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying when y'all have, we know y'all know y'all body, but in order for a man to do it, he got to get to know your body. For a man to make you do it, he got to know your body. That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to need a sex 102 class.
I don't
right spot, baby.
And I don't. He must have got it on lucky whim because he didn't know my body like that at that time.
Well,
maybe
he just he locked up and hit the right spot.
Yeah, he did. But I was just not ready for all of that. You know what I'm saying? I was not ready for that at all.
You know, the first time it happened to me, I was a grown-ass woman, and every feeling that you felt, Butter, I was laughing because I experienced all those emotions. I didn't cry, but I was so embarrassed that I was getting cleaning supplies, mops, and
yes.
I did that, you know, and he kind of laughed at me and left me to my own situation. But then, you know, he turned around and he bought me a webcam. And I used a toy, and I was propped up on a towel. The towel was soaking wet. And that's how I found out exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm.
All on the strength of a webcam. But I'm saying, I understand when you said, you know, when it happened, you cried because you thought you broke something, you know, what's going on, you think you're peeing on yourself, you're embarrassed, you go
right
through these changes, you know, and I get that. I was a grown woman. It was like, oh, my God, you know.
Yes.
So, but for Miss Girl that said, you know, should it happen again, you don't know. Oh, you don't know. Oh, you'll know. And I just think knowing is everything. You just embrace it, and then you learn to perfect it.
I liked your response. Because I tell you, it was a very intense situation. I was I was not ready for it, but and then it got to the point where he wanted me to squirt every time, and I'm like, I haven't learned how to make myself squirt. I can't just.
Well, see, that goes back to what I said, that the man, he's gonna have to know your body. So nobody agrees with that. Nobody agrees that a man has to know your body in order to for him to make you squirt.
You know,
I believe
that.
He does, but unless he gets that a lucky shot, like
yeah,
I mean,
once he got the lucky shot, then he learned
the
that's where it's at, and then he perfected until he found out how he can do it on a regular basis. That's what I felt like happened.
But, you know, I think, too, in part, that you both have to be vibing like that. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's going to bring something up out of somebody. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a mindset, too, as well.
You know, I can agree with that. Because it's like I've had, you know, people who, I mean, they were close. I knew what it was. And I knew what they were trying to do, but I held on tight. Do you hear me? I refused to give them that benefit to say they made me squirt. I just didn't want to give them that benefit. But when you get with that one, it's like you even when you trying to hold it, and it is a mad thing because it's like you trying to hold it, you trying to control it. And stuff like that. But sometimes when you with that person that know your body so well, it's just like you can just breathe and it just like and it just comes out. You know what I'm saying?
But see, this is what I wanna know because my ex, it was like it would be times where we would be doing it like anywhere, but he would just make me squirt all out the blue, right? But then it would be times where I could feel it getting ready to come, and then he'll move up in one little way or something, and then, oh, I can't do it. And I thought I was about to, but now I can't. Now, is that because I wasn't going to do it in the first place, or...
No, it could have been you were about to, and he moved and moved out of that spot.
Mm-hmm. See, that once again, he didn't know your body.
And he didn't know.
He knew
he
your
didn't
body.
Know your body. Mm-hmm.
If he knew your body, he knew what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. You know, is there a limit to how many? Is there a limit to how many times you squirt?
Hell no!
I could squirt. I squirt numerous times sometimes in just one session.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or I mean, it just depends on your body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No,
I'm like a
squirt numerous times.
You know? I have to keep water by the bed for dehydration and shit, for hydration and shit. Yeah. I'm like,
I'm gonna tell
you.
Once he feel it coming, he gonna put in that work. Cause I mean, when that motherfucker get to going and is at a rapid pace, and he hitting it, and all you hear is that, and it's just, oh shit, he turns into Superman. That motherfucker, you could shoot him with a motherfucking bow and arrow, a motherfucking Teflon bullet. He's still going to keep going. He is not stopping. Nah.
Oh,
so that's how y'all feel. Y'all feel like Superman when you make it happen.
Man, I'm going to tell you, when it's going like that, and I mean, I literally, when you hearing that noise, you like, okay. And it. Because I don't know if y'all ever pay attention. Just pay attention. I mean, you're there, so you might as well do something. Just pay attention.
Wow.
Look
wow.
At
no, did he really?
Look at his face. I mean, if you can keep your eyes open and from your eyes from rolling in the back of your head.
Look at that bitch.
I'm just saying. Look at his face when it's going on. And I guarantee this is what he's thinking. He's ready for the touchdown. He's off for the goal. That motherfucker got that bottom lip. He's biting that motherfucker. He's looking. That motherfucker, he might not even have no. He might not be the most physically looking motherfucker. He might not even be the most physically fit motherfucker you ever been with. But you gonna see his muscles rippling. That motherfucker gonna be holding hard. And he ain't stopping.
He gonna be out of breath and ready to pass out when he done.
He might, but shit. Long as that motherfucker coming like that, he ain't stopping.
This is all foreign news to me. Okay.
Now, let me tell you when he stop. Let me tell you when he gonna stop. He gonna stop soon as that motherfucker, he feel that leg of yours, whichever leg you got propped up the highest, when he feel that motherfucker just go limp. Oh yeah, I gotta die. Then he's back.
Well,
and now he's thinking some Ozzy Brothers. Nothing but smooth sailing tonight. He cool.
Wow.
I mean, think about it, y'all. That do it. Think about it. He don't slow down till that leg just go limp. Till you just like, I can't even move. Like it's like fucking the corpse at that point. Yeah, I can't even move. Fuck it. Just
that's
your
what
way
I say. That's why I say if he eat it right.
Well,
no,
see you boy, nah, ain't nobody trying to hear that shit. Ain't nobody finna do that.
I mean, I don't understand how you could be so selfish not to let me take a power nap.
Who being shit? You the motherfucker being selfish? I done did all this to you, and the first thing you do is let me go to sleep. If that ain't selfish, I don't know what the fuck is.
Well, what exactly am I supposed to do?
I mean, do you want some whack or do you want some energize?
Man, look at it. You know what?
You
want
to feel like,
I'm
take
not even
that,
trying
take
to hear
that.
You better buff. You better get in the game, Billy. You better not punk out on me.
I thought that was like a ultimate high for y'all to it sure is a high for me to put a motherfucker to sleep and make them suck their thumb, you know? So I don't know.
I mean, Tama, what about you? Do you feel that way, dog? Tama?
Say that again, man.
Oh, shit. Never mind, man. Never mind.
He was already asleep.
I see.
See, this is a conversation he ain't really worried about. But I wanted to know also, would you suck your man's toes if he asked you to?
Well,
now you know, look, close your eyes and visualize your man's feet.
Yeah, I would.
Would you have to prep him, or he just come in and be like, take his socks off and be like, I want you to suck my toes?
Who do what now?
I don't know too many men that just out and out.
Now you ain't gave him no pedicure, but he just took a shower.
Yeah, I mean,
okay, you know his big toe got kind of clawed. He got a claw. You
gonna long as his feet is clean, I'm fine. Hell, his germs is my germs anyway. Shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anybody else?
Damn.
I ain't gonna be able to do it.
You ain't gonna be able to do it?
Uh-uh. I'm gonna need you to go to the
fat hell no.
Oh. Okay, but would you let him suck your toes?
Of course.
Okay, so why wouldn't you suck his toes?
They just don't, most men just don't take care of themselves like that. I'm good.
So what if you did?
Okay.
What if you
tell
did
him what
kind
of fungus and stuff up under there.
Okay, so what if you gave him a pedicure and all that shit? You know, you sat down, you got his feet right.
Now this
and
is
you,
the person
now you know
that I do on a regular for the men that I'm with. So given the stipulation that I've done his feet and I've done it on a regular, and he's freshly out the shower, I might indulge. Might indulge him one time or two.
Okay.
I mean, because I don't think that's a... I'm going to tell you like this, and I guess I'm just speaking for myself, because I don't know where my partner then went. But...
I'm here, man.
That ain't something we normally ask for. Now, I'm going to tell you, that's like that extra cherry on the motherfucking whipped cream. Oh, they gave me two cherries? Great. But that ain't nothing that we just normally ask for. So we look at that as probably that's just that extra plus shit right there. But I don't know too many men that would just stick their feet in their woman's face. Here, suck that.
But it's something that you would like.
I mean, you know what? I don't think that a man will probably even want it done on a regular basis. But if you surprise him with it, yeah, that's something you'd be like, "Ooh, that was a plus." You know, that was something special.
Okay, so she's on top. She's riding, and you done, you know, you done came and you know how your little toes curl up and that big toe sticking up and she hop off and suck your toe instead of your dick, that's the cherry on top?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
Because motherfuckers, we don't expect shit like that. We don't. I mean, what you think, dog? Do you expect that?
Maybe for my birthday.
special
damn
occasion.
Yeah, maybe for my birthday.
Boy, you know, you do
that
extra shit on your birthday.
That one from covered with them toes, everything polished up. He done went there and signed his motherfuckers up. He got everything signed up. Yeah, it's my birthday. He butt booty ass naked. You got to kiss me everywhere. And I do mean everywhere.
Okay, can I ask a question?
What's up?
Seeing how we're doing this tit-for-tat thing, let's talk about groceries for a minute, shall we?
Oh,
now,
oh shit.
I'm
go.
Just saying. Now, a man wants to go to the grocery store and just eat all the groceries. Lady, would you do the same for him?
Well, I'm not no
lady. I like
lady.
That pause.
I'm
I
not
like
that
hungry. Sigh, by the way. That just sounded like...
I'm not that hungry.
Okay, what
are you not eating the groceries?
I'm not hungry.
Question?
You're not hungry. Okay.
I don't understand the question.
Because I was literally thinking,
will you eat
for real.
Are you
second.
Eating the man's grocery?
Oh, shit. Hold on, y'all. Hold on before anybody answer that question. My bad, dog. I didn't see you. Drew, what's happening?
What up, man?
Shit. I ain't the only one on this motherfucker, but okay.
Y'all need to say that. Do we eat ass? Will we lick his ass?
Do we eat the booty?
I mean, I don't think of a man having groceries. I don't know. I don't look at a man having groceries.
So what we doing tonight, baby?
That's why
I'm
trying to clarify.
You get these groceries to what tonight? What's that? You get these groceries tonight or what?
So what the fuck? So just out of curiosity, what defines the woman having groceries and the man not? So what do we define them having?
I just never.
Or we
heard
don't define
it
at all.
That. I just never heard it called that.
Right.
For a man's purpose. You know what I'm saying? I've heard
okay.
that from a woman's standpoint. I just never heard that from a man's, man's purpose.
I don't think as a man
well,
I need somebody.
Would you prefer to be called rim shot?
Come on and get your rim job. Come on and get your rim job.
Well,
I mean, where did that term even come from?
I don't know.
Some rap song.
I mean, because I think a couple of shows ago, I was asking because what's his name? He was talking about he was part of the eating booty gang. So I thought when you eating booty, you're talking about a man eating a man's ass. I didn't know that it was.
What? Wait, what? Whoa!
I remember the show you're talking about.
Yeah,
he said the man.
I mean, I didn't know that
but
that's what he was talking about because, you know, you hear all this stuff about gay rappers and stuff. I didn't know if he was talking about women or men when he said he was part of the E-Booty gang. So I don't know if there's a special name you're supposed to give it. Or I know that song they got, you got to eat my booty like groceries. I've heard that song, you know, but
at the end of
the
day,
woman,
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it at all, so I don't give a fuck what they call
you
it.
You done did it. Stop lying. Why do y'all act like that?
I ain't never done it.
Stop that. Stop
it.
You done did it. You done slipped down there a few times. Stop it.
That ain't true. That's not
the
that,
devil
that's
is
not true.
Four lies, three quarters, two nickels, and one penny. You done it.
Three quarters.
I guarantee you done
penny.
Done it.
That's 81 cents. I bet you
she guaranteed.
I ain't never done it.
She guaranteed, damn it. She put a guarantee stamp on that.
Shit. That was actually funny.
It's all nicely, freshly Brazilian. It's just all nice and cool. You done done it.
Shit.
You done done it. You did it.
I ain't never done it.
You gonna do it again tonight. Stop lying.
I ain't never shit. I didn't already told her. My wife asked me to do that shit. It's a divorce.
And
that's why
she's
secretly getting it.
I think he said if his wife did it to him, then he would leave her.
No, I wouldn't ask her to do it. I would not.
You wouldn't ask her
to
do it, but if she did that to you, you wouldn't want to kiss her kissing you, or I think you said you either divorce her or leave her.
Hell yeah.
Well, you got her thing too. If you ask her to sit on your face, I mean, she's not really going to always just sit right directly on your face. That booty's going to be, like, right there. So your mouth is open ready to receive. So, therefore, I'm inclined to believe, whether accidental or,
he done done
you know,
it, right.
Right.
Drinking some St. Ives and you ain't had your glass on.
I'm about to say that.
She might be surprised the moan you get.
Well, I'm a
right,
strong
Drew,
believer, and I've
never
done it.
What's going on, brother? Because they attack my man and throw me their booty off that St. Ives.
I've been good, man.
No. Do you do it, man?
Who you talking to?
You.
Yeah, to my girl.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, Phil.
You said hell yeah.
To my girl.
He ain't no shame in his game. The only one
do, do she kiss you afterwards, or she wait till the next day?
Yeah.
Hey,
what's
that? Wait till when?
He said wait till the next day.
That's part of sex, man.
This motherfucker.
She is freshly out the shower. She is good.
Wait a minute. Hey, he sound like Kush on that song.
Oh, my goodness, I swear. I can't breathe.
I'm a comica tonight.
Okay, I can't breathe.
I'm not doing it, man. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
So not every, I mean,
everybody done did it. We all grown. Everybody done it.
I ain't never done it.
His own firm.
Let me ask you, dog. All bullshit aside, all jokes aside, man. I mean, just something your wife, like, I just really want that. I mean, we're not talking up under your wife's clothes, but I'm just saying, if that's something she just like, I got a fantasy about that. You wouldn't oblige her? This is your wife. This ain't your girlfriend. This ain't no just chick on the street. This your wife.
I wouldn't do it, man. Straight up, that's 100%. I wouldn't do it.
Okay, I just want to know why. What's your theory? What's wrong with the groceries, the ass? What's wrong with it?
To me, it's nasty.
Why? It's another form of skin. It's another area, a hole where some form of secretion comes out of it. Why?
And
let's get technical with it.
Also comes out of it. I might as well
another
say
form
it last
of
time.
Secret.
Well
okay, but I'm bleeding
out
the other hole. So what's the difference?
That's
a good point.
That's
this is a fall time.
I ain't doing it. That's the difference.
Just that you ain't doing it.
I'm not doing
fuck
it, man.
It.
I'm sorry.
He ain't doing it. He ain't did it. He's sticking to it.
Shit.
Put all that moaning over there.
I can't breathe. I was laughing so hard. I was just, that was hilarious to me. Because he is serious about that. Okay.
Very.
Well, very serious. It's just some shit that I just won't do, and that's one of them.
Okay.
I won't do it. I don't care what the situation is. They can't pay me enough money to do it.
Okay. We're going to roll with that and the fact that we know it accidentally happened, whether you want to admit it or not.
It ain't never accidentally happened.
Okay.
I mean, if it ain't never accidentally happened, then you're not getting real nasty sloppy with it down there.
No, he's not.
You're not eating it right.
I know what
you
my
just, you're just
on.
Keeping your tongue right there on the clitoris.
Mm-hmm. He wanted them sticky. He stick it out a little bit like the. Kiss her in her thigh. Mwah, mwah.
You like that? Right there? Right there? Oh, I'll pee on myself, Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Okay.
Moving on.
So I have another question again. Okay. Your man texts you and he tell you to get dressed up, right? He said, get dressed up, get cute, and meet me here. And you go out and you're like, okay, I'm off today. You go get your hair done, get your nails done, buy you a new outfit, and then you go to the address he gave you, and it's like at a park, and it's some plastic glasses with champagne in them, and a bag of Popeyes. What would you do?
I just had this debate today.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying anything's wrong with it. I'm asking, what would you do?
You better be happy.
I have a blanket for me to lay, sit my little happiness down in my cool little outfit.
You hear me?
Right.
'Cause I'm going to need to hang it back up in the closet.
Right.
Right.
I mean, if this is some shit that he normally don't do, you should be happy.
Now, nobody said that their opinion of it was negative. I'm just asking for all of the ladies, what would they do? You know, if you're going out and spending all this money to get cute and it's a bag of Popeyes.
I guess the question is it my money or is it our money? Who money did I spend?
You spent your money.
But you know what? It's for me, it's all about creating memories. And you did all
right.
that.
Right.
Just on the strength, he said, get cute. You did that.
Mm-hmm.
And you go and get presented with some plastic glass champagne and some Popeyes. That is definitely creating some memories.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I mean, he put thought into what
I'm
he was doing.
I'm good with it. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, let me ask this. Why would you go out and buy a new outfit and go get your hair done and go get your nails done and all that shit anyway? You just
because
said, why
he
not?
Text you and said, go get
But you
get
should have all
cute.
That shit in the closet already.
God damn, dog.
Oh, my goodness, really?
Hold on, man. You just like set them back to caveman years.
We could just look like anything then.
I mean,
Hold on, ladies. Drew, where you go, Drew? Drew, still with me?
I'm right here. Yeah, I'm right here.
Drew, come on, man. We got to help this dude, man.
You
can't
need no goddamn help. You
cannot. I mean,
why
dog,
you all this money?
Actually getting mad because she went and got a new outfit.
That's not. All I'm right. not saying that.
Okay, so hypothetically speaking, you text her and you say, get cute, meet me at such and such location, as she said. So if she showed up in these grandma panties, these holy jeans, T-shirt, you know, hair done, you know, just a casual day, like y'all just going out to Popeyes anyway, that's okay? But you told her to get cute.
No, that's not okay. Y'all misconstruing my words.
So you're saying I can get cute without having to go spend money? Because in our eyes, if you text us and told us to get cute, that means you actually really got something planned, something special, not just, babe, I'm finna, you know, pick you up. We're going to do swoop, swoop, swoop. You,
you got something planned. That's how our mind works
but
anyway.
Did I say go get a new my text? I just said, baby, get cute for me. That's all I said.
I can look cute with some jogging pants and my hair pulled back in a ponytail.
Well, if that's what makes you feel cute, then I'm with that. However you come, I'm with it. However you come, I'm with it. As long as you came, as long as you showed up. I don't really give a fuck what you
mean. Why is y'all tell?
Just
man, you telling the truth. No, the bad
yeah,
part
I'm here,
is telling the truth. He's truthful about what he's saying. He's not lying. I can vouch for that one.
Okay, well, if I tell you to get dressed and that's what you come, I got a problem with that.
I mean, so what, you want me to show up in a tux at the park?
I mean, I don't want you to show up in a tux. I want you to be presentable. I want you to make me want you. I mean, I already want you, but I mean, I want you to physically turn on my appetite by sight. I'm hoping that's what that meant when a man tells a woman to get dressed and get cute. They want to see them and not their norm.
Lord, you tell them to rent paid that month.
Oh, Lord.
Oh my goodness!
It's hard.
You ain't got no, okay. Wait a minute. You ain't got no business texting me, telling me to get cute if the rent ain't paid.
Ain't that the truth?
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I spent the rent money at the casino.
What the hell?
That sounds like your problem. Not bad.
And that was a nice way of saying, baby, I spent the rent money.
Exactly.
Ooh, a box of Popeyes and some wine.
Wow.
That's all I had left.
He told you to get cute, hoping you won't fight his ass.
Right.
Exactly.
You ain't finna beat him up.
Ooh, you lucky.
Heels all stuck in the mud
done,
at the park.
You lucky I just got my hair done. I slapped the shit out of you.
Okay. That would be so dirty.
No, but back
I can see a motherfucker taking their heel off, beat the shit out you, dog. You dirty motherfucker.
Oh, no, I've done that before, so. I actually went to the casino and actually spent the rent money.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I thought I was going to hit.
Wow. It was not nice. But back to your original question.
All of it.
Oh, man, it was bad, man. It was bad. It was not good.
That's how it gets you. You know, you spend some of it, then it's like, well, fuck, now you're trying to win the money back that you lost. And then you figure, you know, matter of fact, you get to the end, you're like, fuck it, shit, you done lost most of it.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why I take my happy ass with a set amount, and I don't... You ain't got to give me nothing but $100. I'm sitting down the rest of the night. Let me know when y'all ready.
Right.
Not if I got another three on my card. Shit, I'm going right to the motherfucking ATM.
I'm not going to put that much on the card. I'm putting $50 on, leaving the purse in the car.
Okay.
Well, what's stopping you from going back to the car and getting the purse?
I I'm not. My livelihood, my rent being paid, that's what's stopping me.
Mm-hmm. I'll do you one better. I ain't going. I'm serious.
That's the best way.
Spare casinos.
Shoot, I love the motherfuckers.
I'm not gonna spend
so
that
I have
money.
I have a question for me. Okay. What would you do if you were in the middle of like intense sex? No, it's a two-part question. Do you like fucking or making love?
It depends what type of mood I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about you, Father Time?
Either or.
Drew? Okay. So y'all fucking, okay, and it gets real intense and she gets to choking you and calling you bitch. How would you react to that? Yeah, she called you a bitch.
She, She called me a bitch.
Why y'all fucking? But she into it. She into it. She choking you.
I don't give a fuck how into it you is. You ain't finna call me no bitch. And then you choking me at the same time.
Yeah, I think I got to draw a line on that one. You can grab me. You can grab my neck. I could take that. I could take that. Hell, that might even turn me the fuck on, but a bitch.
Yeah, you turned on. Both of y'all turned on and everything. You done grabbed her ass and squeezed it and shit. She's like, ooh, bitch. Ooh, you dirty
ooh, bitch.
Yeah.
Let's get ready to rumble!
So what you're saying is, you go.
Not only am I a bitch, but I'm a dirty bitch.
Wait a minute, hold
you
on, y'all. We got Big Mike on live. Big Mike, what's that?
What's up, bitch?
Come
on. This ain't going to
work.
I was hoping you heard the first part of the conversation.
Oh,
Big Mike, you having sex with a woman?
He was hoping.
Called you a bitch.
What did you say?
You having sex with a woman. It's all intense. And she called. She said, come on, you dirty bitch. How you going to react?
Shit, I'll be like, what was that for?
Why I got to be a bitch?
Right. I mean, you're not going to stop having sex, though, are you?
No.
Okay. Okay, that's what I'm saying. But it seemed like that.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
He's completely going to become not erect and just go in on you.
I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop, man, because I have to question that. Why are you calling me a bitch?
Yep.
But you ain't got to stop.
Why wouldn't I stop? You just called me you call me a dirty bitch.
Okay, but you call a woman a dirty bitch when you intense pulling her ponytail and got her in doggy style position and
yeah but your friends call you bitch too. Dudes that we don't walk around calling each other bitches. That's just
you ain't
we don't do it. Females
dude,
do that.
Bro.
So
you fucking a female.
But that's acceptable. It's acceptable for a man to call a woman a bitch when they fucking.
Well,
but she can't turn around and call a man a bitch.
What does she call your son
now
a
you
bitch?
Talk,
that better?
Now you talk about my mama.
Son of a bitch.
Fucking son of a bitch.
Oh, my goodness. So I guess you
can't
talk about as sensitive as being called a bitch as me squirting for the first time. You gonna start
I'm not gonna cry, but you might.
Oh Lord. Okay, Ike.
Yeah, that's what we going. That's where we headed. It's like a Tina thing. Hold on. Don't let me. It's fun when y'all talk shit. It is. It is fun. It's fun when y'all get that aggressiveness to y'all. Y'all get to talk of shit. That's fun. But I just think that, just leave the word bitch out. Punk and bitch.
Right.
Just leave them in. Punk and bitch. Just
right.
Never put them two together. Just fuck the shit out of me, you punk bitch. Wait a minute. What? Huh?
There ain't about to be no fucking going on right now. You just explained. What punk bitch?
That's her inner dom. That's all that is.
That's a who?
Yeah, we.
Her inner dom.
What is that?
You better keep that shit in her inner self.
It's dominant. Her dominant.
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 I know what the fuck she. Oh, trust me. I know exactly what Pim talking about. She's starting that bullshit. That's all.
Nah, not at all.
I'm just trying to ignore her because I know what it's gonna lead to. Mm. Next thing you know, motherfucker got those cat nine tails on whipping his ass and
damn
got a ball
straight.
In his,
handcuffed.
Got
to
a
the
ball
bed,
in his
all
mouth.
That.
And
yes.
Handcuffed.
Yes. Shut your
like
ass up. Yeah.
No, you're not handcuffed,
bitch.
I'm not being handcuffed.
See? I can take the handcuff. It's just, like I said, I can take anything you're doing other than the punk bitch. Just take that out and we can have fun. And don't be trying to roll me over on my stomach. Not like that anyway. Not now. I don't know, Vince Pimp. I don't think I could trust you with me laying on my stomach. You now you want to see how I feel? No, you don't see anyway.
Nah. Oh,
hey, I want to be sound like Big Mike. No.
I'd probably have a nice red ball in your mouth.
Mm.
A nice gagger.
Mm.
But I you know, I wouldn't take you there. I wouldn't.
That's like rape, man. I'll file charges.
You file charges? What?
Damn right.
Damn.
I got raped. Crazy, man.
That ain't gonna hold up in the court of law.
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, so serious question, fellas. You and your girl get into an argument. You done slept on the couch. Y'all ain't said words in, let's just say, last 3 days. So she's sick of the silence. So she, I guess, a bold move. So she show up at your job with a trench coat, fur coat, whatever you want to call it, any kind of coat, with a full fishnet bodysuit on, easy accessible. You walk out the door, you get to the car, and she kind of opens the door. There's might be a few people out, but maybe not. What's your take? How you feel? What's your next move?
We fucking in the car?
So we no longer mad? We good now?
I ain't say I ain't mad, but we fucking in that car. I ain't say I ain't mad.
Okay, so we fucking in the car. Next.
And then when I get out, I'm gonna get you, punk bitch.
Wow.
Damn. I put it like this. I ain't as mad as I was. I ain't gonna lie and sit there. You know, that you know we so y'all motherfuckers. You know that's the one thing I don't understand about y'all. Y'all have the power to end war, and y'all just won't do it. Y'all know all y'all got to do, whether you right or wrong. Y'all could be dead to the fucking wrong. All y'all got to do is let me get it. Y'all put the pussy on the motherfucker right way. He don't be like, yeah, you wrong, but damn, baby, I mean, I know you. As far as he was like, God damn it, motherfucker, you don't fucking respect me. Y'all give him the pussy. He be like, baby, you know you was wrong, but I still love you. You know, it's like, y'all choose not to do that.
Okay, so you not mad that I'm out the house naked? I didn't roll from home to your job.
You don't make no stops.
But you don't know
you
that.
You know what? And I would think if you my woman like that, I wouldn't think you made no stops. Now you told me that you done went over such and such house and then you had to go in the gas station and then is that no, now wait a minute now. You just out like this, now we got a problem. But I would wanna think that well damn, she came straight out the house to the job.
I asked this question because a girlfriend of mine was going through something similar here recently, and that was the advice I gave her, you know, go there. But it didn't turn out the way I thought it was going to turn out. It turned out that he was livid and shitty, little motherfucker that she out with her goodies dangling every motherfucking wear, and, yeah, I'm going to cause some more hell in the household. But I thought...
And he got mad? He got mad because she came like that?
He madder than a motherfucker.
Nah, I wouldn't have been mad.
I wouldn't either.
Nah, I mean, shit.
I thought it was creative.
Right, shit, you did what?
I mean, you actually took a gamble because
you could have got pulled over. I mean, nah, after it's over,
now
I'd
that,
like,
that was
hey,
that
you...
was his defense. You could have got pulled over. The car could have broke down. That was his defense. And
so
I mean,
he
was with it.
Coat, right?
she was still covered.
Right. She had a coat on.
Yeah. I mean, you couldn't, unless she opened the coat, you couldn't see nothing.
You couldn't see nothing. Okay.
You couldn't see nothing but fish or fishnet stockings and heels.
Right. Now, if you going back, you going straight back home, right? You ain't going no place else. Did you bring extra spare pants with you? All right, take your ass straight back home. I wouldn't have got mad. No, I'm sorry. I wouldn't have got mad. If anything, I'd have been flattered. I wouldn't have got mad.
Thought it was a nice lunch break, you know, but hey.
But see, that's what I'm talking about. See, you all up in them folks' business now. You got him mad. Too.
My opinion was axed, damn it. I mean, I just gave my honest opinion. It worked for me, damn it. I thought it would work for him, too. I can't help because he's a bitch.
Mm.
Wow. You can't go nowhere without at least somebody seeing you anyway. So somebody seeing
you. She had on the coat.
Next door neighbor or something.
And bitches wear fishnet bodysuits to the club with pasties on. So I mean,
yeah, that's true.
I mean, you know what? I wouldn't get mad. I mean that because. In my heart of hearts, I would have been so blinded that you did that to me. I'm sorry that I wouldn't even thought about that. You know, I'd have just been happy.
Come from work, just nice silhouette in front of you. Got easy access between the legs. You're gonna get some head and go back into work and be a happy man. See you when you get home. The fuck is wrong with him? Like, I don't understand.
I mean, if you think about the car breaking down and getting pulled over. That's the furthest thing from my mind. If you're sitting up there half naked in the middle of the day and I'm at work, come on, man. I'm going to turn that down.
I'd have pulled that motherfucker in the garage and opened the doors. Fuck it, let's go.
This is my question for you, though, Father Time. Now, you said that you will not eat booty, right? So, are you up for anal sex? Have you ever done anal sex?
Yes, I have.
For five.
So.
Even when they didn't want it.
What? What?
So, you want to go balls deep in the ass, but you won't lick the ass. But I suspect you would want your dick sucked after you've been balls deep in the ass.
If you want to do that, that's fine with me. I wouldn't expect it, but I'm not licking it either. We fucked up. Big
so will you kiss her? Will you kiss her after she sucked your penis and you didn't gave her anal?
Will I still kiss her? Probably the
next
day.
Okay, but you wouldn't divorce her.
No, I wouldn't divorce her, no.
But that's the same thing
Ask Big Mike that question. I don't want to hear his answer.
Okay, Big Mike.
No.
The first question was, do you eat, do you lick booty? Do you eat booty?
If I was married, then yeah, I'll do it. But if we're not,
What if mama tell you that's how you better keep it like that? Keep it like that.
I ain't listening to mama.
You don't listen to mama.
Now mama opinion don't matter. It's that about a bitch.
I mean, if we married, then yeah, but if not, if we ain't married, hell no.
So do you think you accidentally made a slip down there a time or two? Have you accidentally slipped and went back there a time or two and just, you know, just by accident?
I mean, if we were married, then yeah.
This is all from the past. In the past. Have you ever made you know, you've been down
now,
there.
Your tongue never went down too far, man. You got down that nigga and your tongue went too far.
Nope.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Why is that so hard to believe? I don't understand that.
It's not hard to believe it, but when you say that your tongue didn't go down there, that means that you're sticking your tongue out halfway out and you doing a stiff board right on the clitoris, the clitoris, and that's it. you're not eating. You're not enjoying it. You just on your main purpose is on her clitoris, and
well, you know what? If you strategically place your hand down there, you ain't got to worry about that.
Exactly.
Strategically place his hand. What? Run that one to me, dog. How do you strategically place your hand in the right place?
You cover up her ass with your hand.
Oh my God, I can't.
So now you got hand popped up under her ass, and
I'm done. I just can't even take anymore. He done covered the hole up with his hand, just holding it like cuffed up.
I'm trying to figure how is he laying. Where is he laying with your hands on your head on your hands like you take with them pictures or something? How is he laying?
Oh shit.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Oh, shit.
Hey, dude, where you at?
I'm here.
Like he put his hand right there. He got his hand right there. What you gonna say? He got his hand on your asshole.
He got his hand on my asshole.
Yeah, covering it up. Make sure his tongue don't go right there.
I'm gonna lift up on his ass.
Oh shit!
You gonna fuck around and catch a reflex.
But it's gonna be too late. You gonna do the deed, and you gonna get all the ass in your face. Yeah, is pettier than hell. Okay, I'm sorry. Two of y'all are pettier than hell.
That's him and Big Mike. That's what they.
Balls hanging all down there by your anal and shit, and you want me to suck those, but you can't eat the groceries. Okay.
Right.
I'm just done. Y'all are a bore.
They lie when they say they don't, honey. That's what they doing.
I done said it. You done did it. We're not going
to
have this conversation.
It's so hard to believe.
It's not because you done it. I'm trying to look. It's not even a full half an inch in between most. Your tongue's done been down there, and if it has not, then your head game suck.
Well, when I told you that I was jacked off, you told me that was a bit. You couldn't believe that. So I mean, see, you see what I mean?
I don't remember saying that, but.
No, I'm not
talking
to you.
I'm talking
to Father Time. Oh, okay. Yeah, I still don't believe that, but. And I
still don't believe you
ain't did it neither. There's no way in the world. He might not have stuck his tongue in the hole, but he licked it.
Right.
He licked it.
He grazed it a little bit.
That's bullshit.
You best believe
it. I can tell by the reaction.
No, you can't.
Even if it's a mistake.
Not for a woman who done had it on a regular. What kind of reaction are you supposed to get?
Man, fuck what y'all talking about.
And how you can tell by the reaction if you down there and she laying on her back? How can you tell by the reaction? You can't look at her eyes and see her eyes popping. Her what reaction are you looking for?
God, motherfucker, it was crazy.
I mean, did the booty clench up on the tongue or something? I mean, what happened? And if you can tell for the
swallowed your tongue.
Yeah, for the fact that he said you can tell by the reaction, let you know that he undone it because he unwitnessed that reaction.
Right.
Ooh.
say it happened on an accident. That's all you had to say. It happened once, but it was an accident. That's all you had to say.
I ain't never had that accident before.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying it's another piece of meat. It's a piece of skin. I guess.
It's another piece of meat?
Yeah, it's a piece of meat. The grocery. Ain't you going to the grocery store? Steak, ham hocks.
So since you're saying it's another piece of meat, that means that you don't mind having anal sex.
I've tampered with it a time or two. Not my
favorite. What if your man loves it? Are you gonna let him just? You know, he just want to put it in ass.
I'm quite sure I would probably dodge, but we're going to have a conversation about that because I'm probably going to feel some type of way. What is it about that pole that you don't want this one? I mean, you know.
Have you been to jail?
Say what? Is that the conversation we need to have?
I mean, if that motherfucker that pussy, all right, but I need that booty hole. I won't even lock up again. Where you get the tattoo? First of all, where you get the tattoo?
Okay, so there's men who prefer head over the pussy. Does that make, for the women, does that make you feel some type of way? That they would rather have your mouth than the given hole or the pussy?
I don't know about y'all, but I'm gonna say I'm like y'all. I want them. One don't go good without the other. You gotta have them both, unless you know y'all on your monthly. Then that way there. But other than that, you know. And I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm gonna try to hold it. I'm gonna hold it until you get tired.
Come on, wait. You gonna hold what until we get tired?
I mean, okay, like some men. Okay, you got some men to say, okay, well, if she give me head and I bust, I'm good. Me personally, I feel like I want both. I want the head and the pussy. So I'm not trying to come while you sucking my dick. I'm not gonna try to come. I'm gonna hold it. If I feel it, I'm gonna try to hold it because I want the pussy too.
Okay, so in that scenario, then does that make me only get 5 minutes? Or do you, like, really know your stroke count that good?
I don't think I gave 5 minutes in a long time, but, I mean.
I'm not, you know, hypothetically not exactly five. I mean, I'm just saying, am I going to get mine? Because if you're holding it, because I'm giving you head, this fire-ass head for 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes, whatever you want to call it, and now I'm ready for the full course, and you're already ready to bust. So one good stroke in there, you damn near goner.
Shit. I mean, I guess you got to know your stamina. I'm like Big Mike. I know my worth.
I know mine too, dog. I'm going to give you 72, whether that's the mouth or the pussy. You only going to get 72. That's all I got.
Well, at least your numbers went up. Shit, he used to talk about 40.
Damn.
That boy done got, hey, y'all, that boy done got bad. He gave you 72, man.
So I can give you 15 sucks, and then the rest, okay. Wow. Mm. Damn.
Damn.
That boy done went up. Remember, he was only at 40. He had 72 now.
I've been working out, man. Thug.
I see.
My goodness. Yeah, we're doing that in
about approximately 15 minutes.
No, he's going to give you three. Then he's going to give you, he going to stop for 2 minutes, play the good game a little bit. Then he's going to give you five.
Oh, my God.
Then he's going to go on YouTube. then he's going to hit you off with 10. Then he's going to get on CincyRadioShow.com. Check his email.
So,
and he gonna finish
fellas, how do you feel about a woman sneaking you Viagra?
Sneaking me Viagra. Do I need it?
I mean, let's just say you did, or she felt like you weren't giving it to her enough and she wanted some, so she slipped one in your drink.
I'm going to be mad.
You're going to be mad?
Yeah, I'm going to be mad. I mean, because what if I got an allergic reaction to that motherfucker?
Really?
Nah,
that's what you want to think about with a hard on?
That motherfucker might not get hard. Everything else isn't hard enough. Fucking arms and legs. Everything isn't hard enough. Everything but my dick. Cause you just slipped me some shit. Okay, this is your wife. She done did her thorough research. You alright? Then
let's not even say Viagra. Let's just say one of these little gas station pills. Wild Dragon. Whatever the fuck. She done slipped you something cause she wanna have a good time. You mad or no?
That's fucking what they're trying to do. Right, if you did it on their own. Just let me wake up in the morning, just butt naked flexing. What is the fuck is you flexing for? Don't worry about it.
Okay, so you flexing that morning, but now this is some. This is a routine now. So twice a week she's flipping you something, and now you thinking you really doing something.
I am, shit. I'm going 4 hours, shit.
But it ain't you though. I mean, you not gonna wonder what happened, like why I'm, you know, having more sex, or why I suddenly got harder, or I can go longer. You not gonna, none of that's gonna come into play. You just,
man, I'm just,
shit just magically
I'm just
changed.
Like,
hey, baby, I'm,
you know,
back.
I'm working out.
I'm back, baby. I'm back.
Did he say he working out?
I'm doing insanity every morning. Shit.
Now, I'm gonna tell you like this. Now, let's just say you did it four times. You did it four times in a row. Then you finally tell me. Well, you know, I feel bad, and I'm telling you, I put this in your drink, and that's why you had that stamina. Now I might be a little tad bit disappointed at that point, but then I'm also gonna be like, well, which flavor pills did you get me again? Shit, fuck you,
right?
Shit.
I can go back. All right,
we gotta go get. I'm asking seriously.
I know someone who slips their husband on the regular,
and he don't know.
I don't really care to know what he know. She happy now. I mean, but we're talking about a man who they would go a year without having sex, and I'm like, that shit ain't normal. So we had a conversation.
How do you go a year?
Medical reasons?
No, he young. He ain't even. He gay. That's my theory, but you know.
Gay weight. Psychological.
My theory is he already done that. See, this is what I'm saying. Either he's gay, or he can't handle her illness. Maybe he feels like he's hurting
her
or yeah, she has it.
Well, maybe her drive is higher than his.
Her what?
Well, no. Hold up. Back up. You said she has an illness.
Yeah.
Is it physical or mental?
It's physical, but it's not physical where she can't function like a normal human being. It's just moments where she gets sick.
What type of illness does she have?
She has sickle cell.
Oh, it might be emotional with him.
It might be emotional a year though. This your wife. I'm not touching my wife for a year.
Yeah, but again, it might be all the way emotional.
But you cheated for 5 years.
For him. It for might 5 years. To him.
5 years. You had a whole another chick that you was doing, but you not fucking your wife.
I'm sorry. That's
different.
Well, he was faithful
story.
To the.
But I mean, he was still fucking that girl that year. He wasn't fucking his wife.
No, he was just faithful to the side chick. That's all. Nothing wrong with that. He didn't want
to
cheat on her.
What kind of shit?
This is new shit right here.
Wait a minute. Please, you faithful to the. So why not leave? Oh, man. I can't even comprehend that one. I don't even know how to ask questions about that.
Father Time, I like how you put that. In fact, I'm going to tell some of these side chick people that I know that are doing what they do and catching feelings. They're. I like that.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
I really like that.
See, I can say some deep shit every once in a while.
What is it that we like?
He said we like the term he used, or that you can be faithful to the side chick.
No, he was being faithful to the side chick.
Right.
I mean,
interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, what's wrong with that?
I don't know. I ain't never had to face that problem, so I thought I would ask. I don't know.
Okay. On that note, we got to get out of here, y'all. That one, we're going to end the show just on that one. But check this out, y'all. Y'all got to get on here tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be an epic show. It's been broadcasted all throughout. I ain't gonna just say the Midwest. I'm just saying the show's gonna be epic. I mean, if you tuned in last Wednesday show and you heard it, y'all know how wild and how crazy it got. Well, we got rebuttals. We got rebuttals coming from CCA. So, if anybody want to hear their side of the story, tune in tomorrow. I guarantee you won't be disappointed. I guarantee it.
So we're just listening, though, tomorrow, right? It's like a recorded session?
Yeah. It's a recorded interview. We have a recorded interview. I mean, I posted that it's a recorded interview because of the simple fact that some people were incarcerated, let's just say incarcerated or whatever the case may be. So the interviews are recorded, but we will have questions being took. We will take questions, and the guys that's on there, well, everybody that's on the interview may not be on the show, but some of them will be on the show, so you can ask questions to them. And I'm pretty sure that it won't be as chaotic as it was last Wednesday.
For lack of better word.
Boa.
I know. And we ain't got to worry about Jadeen doing her thing.
Fuck him.
Oh, shit. All right, y'all. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to start off with you just because of that. You got any last words today?
Yes, it was a good show. Good talking with everybody. And y'all have a good night. I'll be on here tomorrow.
That's what's up.
Twice.
Fuck it.
I'm going to have a motto, my new motto. Lick an ass, save a life.
I like that.
Hold on, man. Hold on. This motherfucker two for two. Last week you got that last. What was that last one she said? Ratatouille.
Okay.
Right. We gonna put Father Time as the poster child. Look at him.
You're a bunch of dead bodies next to me. I ain't saving no life.
Boy.
Father Time. Just give me 5 minutes in the bedroom with you, just fast. Come out talking a new tune.
Shit. I ain't hungry. That's all I'm going to tell you. I ain't hungry.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. This is the life. You got any last words for us?
Good night. Keep it on the outside tonight.
We didn't hear what you said. I just heard.
I don't know.
I just ain't get that.
Call Verizon. Can you hear me now?
All right. What was your last word?
Just good night.
All right. Enjoy your night. Big Mike, any last
what's
word for us all?
Same time tomorrow.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Ms. Penn, you got the hooligans under control up there?
Yeah, definitely. This is the reason why I had to come back, because I miss y'all craziness. This is the reason for Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And I will be posting tomorrow with some popcorn this time, because I was mad last week.
Man, waste the popcorn.
So, yeah, I'll be posting with some popcorn, but I will definitely check y'all tomorrow.
That's what's
all
up. Bada. Any last words, Bada?
I enjoyed this evening tonight. You hear me? And I'm going to have my popcorn tomorrow, too. I'm just going to be real quiet, you know, and enjoy the evening.
That's what's up. Big dog.
Man, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Peace, love, and head grease. Good night. God bless. And it's radioshow.com.
What's up? All right, y'all. We out this bitch. Peace.